Eamon McGee, Goodore 311, Carrigan 113. For a little while there, it was a bit more uncomfortable than you might have thought it was going to be.
Yeah. You know, it seems to be a kind of regular occurrence with that we have teams buried and we just let them back in. And, you know, we have to remember, I could be wrong, but I think it's down to the youngness and experienced parts of the team that we just don't kill them off when we have the foot in the throat, that we just don't go and finish the job. But listen, as long as we're true, we have a big game coming up against Cross, and you know that's what it's all about. We've been looking on and also for many's a year and wanting to test ourselves against the legs of Cross McGlynn. So we worked hard, we dug deep, and we have a semi-final against Cross. Look forward to it.
I suppose coming here without Oran McNeilis or McFadden Ferry and then losing Kieran Gillespie within seconds, I suppose it really was just a case then of getting out of here with the win under your belt.
Exactly. Once I've seen Gillespie down, I says, you know, this is typical. We knew with Oran McNeilis fairly early on that, you know, it was just a freak. He just nicked the hamstring there in the last weekend, so we were able to plan without it, and Oran Ferry was more later on the week. But, you know, I think the boys have worked hard to get the squad right and the squad strong, and we were able to absorb the losses. And, you know, that's a testament to the lads that came in. You know, we had James Boyd, you had Big Dan and Peter, and they were able to do that job. And obviously, like, Oran's Oran, you're not going to get a player his level, but we were fit to do the job to get out and get the result against Carrigan.
Yeah, things look good at half time. I mean, you're 2-10 to 6 up, like, really finished the half very well. And I suppose, as well as scoring 2 goals, you had plenty of goal chances. Kevin Cassidy scored 1-3 in that first half, and Kim Mulligan chipping in with a goal as well. So at that stage, you had like 9 toes in the semi final.
Yeah, and that's probably what happened. You know, I think it's very hard to, you don't know which way to go at it in the dressing room. It's very hard. You can talk and talk, but it's just that psychological thing that we let them back in. As I says, that's something that the lads will have to learn, and like us ourselves, and like myself and Cass, and they'll have to learn too. We've played our part, so that once you have a team buried, you just keep on going, you keep on nipping over the points, and you know, you just kill them off.
Yeah, and I suppose, like as you said, you have a great squad and good over there, but I suppose Carrigan have won 3 out of 4 in Antrim here. A little bit of experience. They come out all gone blazing in the second half, and they kicked out, scored you 160 a point, ready to get themselves right back in the game.
Yeah, and you know, subconscious, you know, the refs are going to be given some of them frees. We didn't get some of the frees that we would have got in the first half, and maybe that's a thing in Ulster, that you're not going to get frees as easy. But Carrigan, you know, they had that bit about them that they came out, they put it up to us, they rattled us, and you know, we were kind of looking around for 10-15 minutes, and thankfully we settled.
Yeah, James O'Boyle scored a great settling score for you. That was well into the second half, and then Michael Carroll managed on the end of one just to really just get you over the line. So I suppose, like, it's an experience that'll stand you, because Ulster football is not going to be easy, you know, Eamon?
No, that's where the lads will come on, and we talked about that. We brief chat, you know, just to get the lads refocused again, and James Boyle scoring the point with, you know, the big crowd shouting at him and booing at him. And that's a testament to his character too. He's sat on the bench for most of the season in the championship, and he came out and he does that, and he marks one of the McCanns. So, you know, that's what it's all about. That's a successful squad, is when you have number 21, 22, you know, pushing hard for a spot. So we're happy. We're happy in the semi against Cross.